Joe Bowen is the Leafs radio play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. Joe Bowen joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Well, that was a little more like it, wasn't it? In a lot of ways, not just the win, not just the performance, but Joe, the way they went about playing, that sort of looked like the way the Leafs won a lot of regular season games this year.
You know, Jeff, I think maybe the problem the Leafs had was that there wasn't an awful lot of urgency needed in their game down the stretch because they were pretty much home and cooled out for a couple of months, knowing that they would play either Boston or Tampa, but they weren't going to be able to catch them, and no one was going to be able to put any pressure on the Leafs behind either. So it may have taken two games for them to realize that the intensity level of the postseason is ratcheted up from the intensity level of going down the stretch under those circumstances. So I thought that their compete level was much stronger. They were sticking their noses in to be first to the puck along the boards and in the corners, and their speed game going again. So I think that was an important aspect, and obviously it couldn't have happened any sooner than because if it happened later, this series would have been over. But now it is a series, and we'll see what happens on Thursday night. The Bruins will have a pushback, no question about that. They held their big line in check, which they certainly could not do in Boston. But it'll be a difficult assignment again on Thursday night. But if they play the same way, they're going to be in the game.
What did you make of Thomas Plekanec and the move up to that line before the game? Like, how did you see, or what did you see as the logic behind that move? And were you surprised to see it pay off as well as it did?
Well, I mean, Thomas Plekanec has had a difficult time adjusting for one reason or another to being inserted wherever he was, usually on the fourth line. I thought one of the things that I was impressed with was the fact that Dominic Moore, I thought, played a very strong game for the Leafs on that fourth line, and they continue to get great scoring chances. I mean, Kasperi Kapanen should have three goals in his holster already with the breakaways and the chances that he's had. And I thought Andreas Janssen was very strong as well. But Plekanec has, you know, a track record of being more of an offensive player. Not much, but more of an offensive player while he was in Montreal. And so I think that was the logical situation under the circumstances as to who was going to be elevated up to that line. And that line played very well. Don't get me wrong. I think that was certainly the strongest game that Plekanec has played for the Maple Leafs since coming over at the trade deadline. So it was an important game for him, and it came at an opportune time as well, and the Maple Leafs were able to pull it out.
Do you think that maybe he's the type of guy, and this is not necessarily any disrespect to his line mates earlier, but Joe, you've seen enough of this game. There are guys who we sort of look at as being kind of defensive players who can tailor their game or raise their game to more talented offensive line mates. And I'm wondering if maybe that's not the case with Plekanec. You know, you've talked about him as having an offensive edge to his game. Maybe we were kind of guilty of just looking at this guy joining a team that had a great record and think, okay, he's the depth guy, he's going to be your fourth line center, without really realizing what he was capable of doing.
Well, you have to remember that everybody that comes into this league at one point in time is probably the best player on their minor hockey team, their junior team, their college team, wherever it is. And they all have offensive skills. Otherwise, I'm sorry, but not an awful lot of pluggers who score three goals a season that are really good checkers ended up getting into the National Hockey mm-hmm. League. They adjust their game under the circumstances to what is required to stay in the National Hockey League. And for whatever reason, you get buttonholed as you're a defensive player. Well, when you do get an opportunity to play with some offensive people and some different skill level people, I mean, that part of your game never really leaves. It just gets kind of compressed. So I think under those circumstances, that's how Thomas Plekanec probably was buttonholed, certainly when he was acquired by the Maple Leafs, as you mentioned right away, depth guy, fourth line. What are you supposed to do in the fourth line? Don't get scored on. And anything else is a bonus. And that's probably a little bit of what he was looking at. Now, all of a sudden, he gets elevated to a third line on a team that prides itself on the depth of its scoring ability, and he's being asked to replace Nazem Kadri, who's a 30-goal scorer. Well, let's see if we can't do that. And at this particular point, it obviously worked out better. He's comfortable with playing center ice. I don't think Patrick Marleau is, but they tried to do that in game two, and obviously it didn't have the desired results. So I would think until Nazem is back, and at least he's going to get a chance to play in a game five after last night's win, that they'll have the same unit going again on Thursday.
The you know, one of the things I thought was really noticeable in the game as well, and I talked about this. I mean, you saw a lot of turnovers. The Leafs had an awful lot of turnovers. Jake Gardiner had an adventure in the first period, but Joe, you saw I thought they made better use of the stretch pass than they did in the first two games. They were a little more. I mean, they used it a lot, but I thought they were a little more efficient with it. And I just got the sense, and maybe it was because they had the last line change and Mike was able to do some things. I just got the sense that they looked more confident. You know, you talked about how they were first to the puck. I mean, late in the first period, there was a play where Gardiner got to a rolling puck. I mean, he was the first, guy to the wall to get the puck. And we just saw that a couple of times. It just seemed as if their speed was more noticeable. And maybe their speed was able to cover up for some of those mistakes.
Jeff, playing at home is always a lot easier. And the younger your team is, I think the more of an advantage it is. An older, veteran team could care less whether they're playing on a lake, a pond, or at home or on the road. But a young team thrives off the energy level. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there's any question that this young team certainly got a big boost by playing at home. They've had a great home record. They've had a long winning streak on home ice. And I think that was as big an asset as anything. They have to learn how to play on the road. They have to learn how to win on the road. And that is still ahead of them if in this series or in future series. So I think under those circumstances, I agree with you. Their energy level was there. Their aggressiveness was there. And a lot of that was fueled by the energy that they got from the building.
You know, you've been around the team all year. I mean, I think a lot of people, when Patrick Marleau came here, I don't know necessarily what people expected from him. I mean, I honestly thought they brought him in. He's a decent hockey player, but I thought they brought him in to kind of be the older head around these guys, and that we would really see his importance during the playoffs. Do you think maybe that Patrick Marleau kind of flowing under the radar this year with, you know, all the focus on Matthews certainly and Marner and, you know, Freddie Anderson as well?
Maybe to some extent, and I'm sure that Patrick Marleau was quite pleased that he wasn't asked to be the guy. He was asked to be a mentor, at some point almost a father, mm-hmm. because of having the kiddies over with his kids. But having said that, I think that you can't underestimate what goes on without skates being on their feet. And that is just being the kind of leader, the kind of pro to show all of them what it's required for a man that age to be playing at that level in a game that chews out its older players and fires them off onto the heap. And Patrick Marleau is far from being in that position. I mean, he's apparently now holds the record for the oldest Leaf to ever have scored a goal in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So all of a sudden, we're starting to think about this team as the over-the-hill gang of 67. But it's only one guy who is supposedly on the cusp of going over the hill, and he doesn't show any signs of the hill coming to an end.
We've also got, of course, mentioned Freddie Anderson and that paddle save that he made late in the game. Save of the year candidate. A lot of people are saying that was, you know, and I'm wondering. I'm sure there were parts of that game. If that game was played in the regular season, Joe, I'm sure Mike Babcock would have come out and talked about the turnovers and, you know, and yada yada yada. And I know when you get to the playoffs, you just win the game and you kind of sometimes you put your hand over your eyes at the way it's accomplished, at the way it comes about. But they needed that from Freddie Anderson big time after game two, didn't they?
You know, and Freddie Anderson needed it. And I thought in the first two games, he didn't look comfortable. And really, you know, the two goals that were scored, one goes through him and then one off his mask when Chara scores at a kind of a strange angle. And that's not good for any goaltender's confidence either. And so he needed that. He needed that third period. He needs to try to win a game on the road. He has, like the team, struggled on the road really since the second half of the season. But on home ice, he's been dynamite. And that was that third period and a number of saves that he made obviously is going to go right into the confidence bank. And he's going to have to play the way he did for much of this season when a lot of people felt he was the MVP of this team. He's going to have to play like that down the stretch and match Tuukka Rask save for save, especially on Boston Garden ice. But they'll have to do it the rest of the way in this series as well. But that paddle save was... That was desperation, but he got it over there, and that's all you ask.